Flames and Leafs, 7 o'clock, Sportsnet 590, The Fan and Sportsnet. It brings to town Matthew Tkachuk and his dad. Keith Tkachuk joins us, former NHLer, 50-goal scorer, two-time All-Star. How you doing, Keith?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're really good. This is the guy. I love watching you play. I covered a few playoff series you were in with the Coyotes and the Blues. Now, unfortunately, I was in St. Louis when you had that injury in 02, right? Like, I hate to start with a bad
Nothing
moment.
But good news.
But
way to
you
go.
Are dominant the game before. Dominant against that. Like, that's you're playing 9 Hall of Famers, and you were the best player on the ice that night in Game 3. You remember that?
Not really, but I'll take the compliment. I appreciate it.
There's no doubt that you're enjoying watching your kids play. You're in Boston to watch one. The other one is here in Toronto now. Matthew and the way that he goes about his business, I think he's an eye-opener for fans in the National Hockey League, for a player of his age to bring the kind of game that he does. You always expected him to be. Was he like this when he was young?
He was always, always a very intelligent hockey player. I think that's what made, that's what's given him a chance to play in the National Hockey League. I think he was always watching hockey. He was always a student of the game, always wanted to go to watch hockey. And I think that's the biggest thing that has really, really helped him develop into, a player. And he still has a long way to go, but, his mind is, every coach that he's played for, whether it was Donnie Granato or Dale Hunter, it's his mind. It's just his intelligence has really, propelled him to the player he is developing into right now.
I think that's fascinating for you to say that. And as an NHL parent, I get together with other parents and we always say, our kids can be into sports and we can love watching them play, but we don't feel like they watch the games like we used to, Keith. Like, they don't have, it's not all attention span, because guess what? They can choose from 14 games. You, me, Elliot, we'd sit there might be one game on a given night. If you were lucky, there'd be two and then the playoffs would come. Did you find that with Matthew? Do you find that with kids now, because you've been into coaching too, that they are in, or are they just watching highlights? Are they just watching plays, if you will, sports centers? What do you see?
Well, I agree 100%. I mean, I think half the battle is that instead of him wanting to go out, he wanted to stay home and watch hockey. And I think that's important for players. Visually, you got to be able to see the game. I don't care what team you're watching, pick a player and watch him. And I remember watching, with him, and we'd watch, obviously St. Louis is our team, but, we'd watch a Detroit, and I would, and he'd probably get sick of me saying this, but I said, watch Pavel Datsyuk, watch how hard he works, watch how smart he is. And that goes a long way. And then, unfortunately not every kid wants to watch hockey, but you could tell the kids who watch it and the kids who don't, just the way they play and how they see the game, how they make plays. And, but that's even better for me, sitting around the TV watching hockey with your kids.
Well, you get to watch another one now. I mean, it's one thing to have one kid drafted as high as Matthew was, but apparently Brady has an opportunity to be a top 10 player as well. You got the World Junior Championship coming up. How do you split all your time making sure you can see your kids play hockey all the time?
Well, we have a daughter too, and she plays a lot of field hockey. So we're pretty busy house. So it's a lot of fun. Fortunately, I got to see Brady a few times this year, and he chose to go a different route than Matthew, but he's having a blast. Now that he got an invite to the selection camp in the U.S., that was one of his goals, going into this year. So hopefully that thing works out, and hopefully we're in Buffalo. But he's having a blast, and it's fun for my wife and I to get to do this, and we're really enjoying these last couple of years to be able to see the kids play.
Keith Tkachuk, kind enough to join us, 8:20 on Brady and Price. Flames at the Leafs tonight, return match from last week at the Saddledome, 7 o'clock, Sportsnet 590, The Fan and Sportsnet. I think it's fascinating, too. You look at your career, and there will be, when I say this, I think there's other players that would feel this way of your vintage. No one will ever put up numbers like you did, but I'm also lumping penalty minutes in with goals. You're not going to see a 50-goal score have a 228-penalty-minute season. The game was different then, but when you think about seasons like that, or 255 in Winnipeg in your third year, do you say, I had to respond to some stuff. I wanted to be a player that other players feared, like stay away from me when I've got the puck. How, I mean, the accumulation of those minutes, it's a different sport than now. It's way different in terms of fighting and some of the stick work. But when you look back and you go, yeah, I was more than happy to engage. I was more than happy for someone to try and take me on.
Yeah, sometimes in those years it was survival. You know, you walk into some of these rinks and you had to be, you know, you wanted to be, you know, make sure you're accountable if you're playing a certain style. But the game nowadays, I mean, it's a great game. It's fast. I mean, you're going to see it firsthand tonight watching Austin Matthews. I mean, the game has changed and you're not going to see a lot of that. It's about speed. It's about skill. You know, it's just the pace is so much different now and players are different. You know, there's not a lot of, you know, extracurricular activities after whistles like there was before. So, and those days it was just survival. You wanted to make sure you stayed in the league. You would have done whatever it takes to stay in the league. And, you know, fortunately, maybe if I should have stayed out of the box, I would have had more goals.
So, oh, my God, sure.
But there is still engagement in the National Hockey League, and they're still fighting, and your son is not afraid to get engaged. What's it like for a father to watch his son get into a fight in the National Hockey League?
Well, you know how it is watching. You're more nerve-wracking. I know my wife and I are more nervous watching him play than when I played because it's just different. It's your child. And, you know, I like the fact that, you know, he's not backing down. He cares. He wants to win. And he wants to help his team. And, yeah, there's some things that happen that, you know, wish didn't happen. But I said I'd rather have you play hard and then play soft and be benched and be sitting in the stands. So, mm-hmm. You know, I think he's done a good job. Sure, he's, you know, hugs the line a little bit, but I love the fact that he cares about his teammates and he'll do whatever it takes to win.
Nah, he's a hell of a fun player to watch. So, I mean, your experience with a franchise move also, there is this, you go from Winnipeg to Phoenix and you don't miss a beat. You go from scoring 50 goals in the Jets last season to 52 in the first Coyotes season. This is why your career was so remarkable. But with Matthew now, does he talk about this? Is it on any of the young Flames players' minds? Like it probably was those last couple of years in Winnipeg. Nobody wants to be uprooted. They've got an arena situation that they got to fix. They got to fix some way or another. There has to be a new place for the Flames to play there. And even as young as your son is, he's probably aware of that, right?
Yeah, you know what? Unfortunately, you know, he doesn't talk about it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I know the situation from reading about it. And you're 100% right. They need a new facility. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, the players get paid to play and they want to play. And I know Matthew really, really likes Calgary. And you hate to see something happen where, you know, things go south and they end up wherever. But I'm sure the important people get their heads together and find a way to make it work. But at the end of the day, you know, the Flames have lost two out of the last three games. So I don't think they're looking too much at that rink situation. Yeah. They got two tough games ahead of them with Toronto and Montreal coming up. So it's going to be a battle, and the league is so tight right now. I mean, you could have one good week, a bad week, and you're out of the playoffs. So, yeah, they'll get a new facility, I'm hoping, because he really loves Calgary.
Former NHL star and father of a couple of hockey players and a daughter who also plays, Keith Tkachuk, thank you so much for taking some time out of your very busy schedule to join us this morning.
Anytime, guys. Good luck with everything.